Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Time now for stories from the Mohawk Valley. Stories sent in for my contest, Stories from the Mohawk Valley. And today we have the final stories in the series. You can listen to all of them or the ones you want to hear again on our website. We're posting them as we go along as podcasts on our website, WVTLFM.com. Today we're going to hear a story about a presidential candidate visiting Amsterdam back in 1960, plus a story from World War II by, in fact, both stories today are about what I have come to call Amsterdam expats, people who grew up in Amsterdam but now live somewhere else. The stories today, written by Karen Terhaar and by Linda Kulik-Wisneski. We're starting off with Karen's story. Karen lives in New Bern, North Carolina. Her story is very short and, indeed, very sweet. It's called The World's Best Postman. My family lived in Amsterdam from the late 1700s to 1955. There should be something to write about. My great-grandmother was Theron Aiken's first wife. Theron Aiken, I put in a little aside here, was a very controversial mayor of Amsterdam in the 1920s. Kirk Douglas has a scar over one of his eyebrows, and my mother put it there. Got to find out about that one. And back to Karen's copy. I thought of my own childhood, reading gravestones in the Green Hill and Minerville cemeteries, going to Guy Park School, selling Girl Scout cookies on Phillips Street to ladies who didn't speak English, visiting my grandma on Grand Avenue. Then I remembered one of my mother's favorite stories. During World War II, my dad was in the Army Air Corps. Mom was living with her parents, Frank and Mildred Hogg, and working at Bigelow Sanford. My uncle Jim was in the Navy, part of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. He was somewhere in the Pacific on December 7th, 1941. In the months after Pearl Harbor, many ships in the area were ordered to maintain radio silence. The families of all crew members didn't know if their fathers, sons, or brothers were dead or alive. The following April, about 4 months after Pearl Harbor, Mom was sitting on the front porch when she heard the postman's voice. She looked up and saw him running down the sidewalk. He was waving a letter and yelling, "Mrs. Hogg, Jimmy's alive! Jimmy's alive!" That, my friends, is what you call Amsterdam special delivery.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
That's Jimmy Durante with a song from World War II. And thanks to Karen Terhaar for her great story called The World's Best Postman. Our next tale, contributed by Linda Kulik-Wisneski on WVTL-FM.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Linda Kulik-Wisniewski's story is entitled Mrs. Brown's Tears. I see her still, standing before our civics class, tall and slim in a tailored suit. In ninth grade, I thought she was very smart and often funny. When she strode down the halls of Theodore Roosevelt Junior High, her stacked heels made a loud noise on the wooden floor. It was late September 1960. John F. Kennedy was running for president of the United States. Our school had no computers, no air conditioning, and no women wearing pants. I would not hear about women's liberation for years, but Mrs. Arlene Brown was about to teach me something about standing up for yourself. On that sunny September morning, I was 14 years old. I never raised my hand or spoke in class. In church, I sat in the pew like a porcelain statue. I was especially afraid of doing or saying the wrong thing, so I did not move or speak. Mrs. Brown's voice was always loud, but that day in her civics class, it shook and had a higher pitch. Tears shone in her large brown eyes. I'm very angry today because we are not going to the John F. Kennedy rally on Grove Street as we planned. She stopped to take a breath. Mr. McKnight, our principal, feels we would appear to be endorsing Kennedy for president. I promised to take you to see Richard Nixon, too, if he comes to town. But Mr. McKnight will not allow that either. She paused for another deep breath, and I saw her hands shake. I'm sorry, because I wanted to take you to see American politics in action. And I am very, very angry at Mr. McKnight. The class fell silent, shocked that she stood up to her boss. For me, however, it was much more. For the first time, I saw a strong woman cry angry tears, and my world opened up like a flower. My teacher refused to be an acquiescent female or to sugarcoat the truth. On that autumn day in 1960, Mrs. Brown didn't get what she wanted, and I have no idea how this affected her job, but sometimes good things grow from disappointment. Watching her, I found my voice. It has never been easy for me to speak through tears, but when I do, I like to remember her, standing tall, filling my head with possibilities.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Linda Kulik-Wisniewski's story, Mrs. Brown's Tears. Linda's a writer, and she lives in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Bob Cudmore. If you missed any of the stories from the Mohawk Valley we've been reading on The Morning Show, they're all posted on our website, WVTLFM.com. Hear tales of World War II, Amsterdam's first draftee, a prisoner of war from Gloversville. Hear stories about people growing up, about being stranded in a snowstorm in Canajoharie. Hear a story about how Amsterdam became part of the air age. All the stories from the Mohawk Valley are posted on our website, WVTLFM.com, for you to listen to. Pick up a copy of the book that started it all, my history book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley, available everywhere. Signed copies are at the Old Peddler's Wagon, 175 Church Street, and the Bookhound, East Main Street in Amsterdam. And I hope you tune in tomorrow at 8:10. We'll have an announcement from my little company. Some of you know my company is called Neuro Publishing Company. That's what I call this business that I operate here in my old age, including the latest book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley, but a special announcement from Neuro Publishing Company about the community tomorrow at 8:10. By the way, you can buy a copy of the book that started it all, the contest, Stories from the Mohawk Valley. What started it? My book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley, The Painted Rocks, The Good Benedict Arnold, and more. And I think I just said this, but it's available everywhere. But locally, signed copies at the Old Peddler's Wagon, Church Street, The Bookhound, East Main Street, Amsterdam.